Well, it's a beautiful day out there, and that kind of influences the music that I wanted to play today because, you know, I've been to a couple of concerts. I have to say, Joel, I'm definitely not cool. You've had a lot of people here in the studio, and I've listened to some of these concerts, and I go, oh, man, that's so cool.
Clearly, you have not listened to my stories. You have not tuned into my stories then, Wes.
Anyway, I've been to a few concerts. I haven't traveled around or followed a band around. A lot of the concerts had to come to me, you know, in my small little world as growing up, and there wasn't always a lot of money to buy concert tickets.
Right.
Jeez,
especially
man.
Recently. You hear like people coming in who went to concerts in the 60s and 70s, like, yeah, I saw the Rolling Stones for like 10 bucks. And yeah, are you kidding me? It cost $60 to see some, you know, not even that great band now. So,
Anyway, one of the premier live music experiences that I think I've had, we had some live music for my senior prom, and that music's always kind of stuck around with me because I just had such a great night that night.
That's
it was
awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's appropriate for the sunshine, the sunny day.
Uh-huh.
It's really upbeat stuff. I grew up in Utah.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a local Utah musician who nobody would really know here in Kodiak. that's why I say it's not very cool. I mean, it's not the Rolling Stones or anything like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it might be some stuff that listeners haven't heard before.
That's great.
I hope it inspires people to, you know, go and pledge or something like that. Or at least enjoy the sunshine a little bit more. So if you're listening out there, it's good stuff. Peter Breinholt. He's a Utah artist, played for live music for my prom, and we had a great time. You can hear the crowd right here. They're getting warmed up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Peter Breinholt. Gather round her.
dancing, and then we'll do it again.
You can hear some girls get very excited in that track. Very big in Utah.
Yeah.
Very big back when I graduated from high school back in 1996.
He was good though.
Oh man. Yeah. It was an awesome concert, and I remember being dressed in my tux and just drenched in sweat from dancing. Oh, it was
nice.
Like you get all dressed up, you get all nice, and then you just like
just go to a concert.
The hair goes everywhere. Oh man, yeah.
That sounds pretty fun.
It was a good
sounds
night.
Like a good prom.
It was a good prom. Yeah, it was a good prom.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're here talking to Wes Hanna about some of his concert stories. Peter Brian Holt, and we're here for KMXT's Spring Fun Drive. Been talking to people for the past week and a half. Getting people excited about live music makes me really want to go see a bunch of concerts.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
Not here on the island. Yeah. But there's opportunities every so often to get away from the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it does happen every so often.
Yeah. Well, in that concert we had a couple weeks ago, Winter Twang.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That
yeah.
was a lot yeah. of fun yeah. too. Yeah. So yeah, makes me want to see live music. Wes, you volunteer for us too.
Yeah.
How long you been volunteering here?
Oh, geez. I got on volunteering here maybe a year or so after I reached the island. So maybe back in 2004 or something like that.
Been a while.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people volunteering for KMXT, and I wanted to jump in there, but it was a little bit intimidating for me.
Yeah.
All of the electronics in here, and actually being on the radio, and actually, like, I don't know, talking to like everybody who can hear my voice in the vicinity of Kodiak and islands in the middle of the Bering Sea. And that's, I mean, a little bit intimidating, I'd say, off the top, but I got pretty comfortable pretty quick.
Pressing the buttons and stuff.
Pressing
while you're
the buttons,
talking.
Yes.
But eventually you get to that point where you're like, you don't think that you're talking to all those people. You're kind of just,
just
talking to a microphone.
You don't psych yourself out so much.
Yeah.
yeah. So I've been volunteering here off and on maybe about 10 years or so.
Cool.
So, I played a lot of music during that time, but I've had shifts on Saturday afternoons with Jock the Rock. I've taken that shift a lot. And here recently, the meeting shift Thursday nights, keeping the city council and the borough assembly meetings on the air for the community. So
that's a really important shift too.
Doing
stuff like that, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, it's something I'm willing to spend my time to do, and important for the community, I guess. I know people call me up and ask, what's the number that I can call in, and stuff like that.
You get a number of those calls whenever you're doing that shift, at least, five of those calls every time.
Yep.
So we're glad people are listening to that and that we can provide that service. What are we going to play next?
Oh, hey, this is a fun song. They told us a little bit about this song. This song used to be, they used to play it very slow.
Uh-huh.
And then it got faster and faster and faster. So as they were practicing, they took it up a little bit. So this song is called Birken Street. There's not an actual Birken Street. It actually was a different lyric, and they started singing it so fast that it actually became Birken. So I forgot what the lyric was to begin with, but it's now forever in the music, Birken Street.
Nice. All right, let's check it out.
Here we go.
Did you see that girl? This may be something, but I don't know what I've seen her before. And maybe she will notice me, and maybe she will talk to me. Maybe, but I don't know. She sets me free of everything, just like the lady when she sings her lullabies and summer songs. But isn't that the way it should be? She calls my name and So take me down to Bergen Street, and maybe that's where we can meet. Maybe we'll light on. It's all the same to me. I've got my security. This would be the end, it seems, of all those lonely dreams. And here she comes, and I think I'm seeing stars again. So take your time. What a crazy way to find a friend, and that's very kind of you. I spend all my time with you. Never stop to wonder why I'm always on your side. That's the reason why I'm spending all this time here. And I feel fine, and I don't know how I got this way. And I don't mind, and I never thought that I would say. I used to dream a lot, looking through the things I've got. That's when it occurred to me that she had followed me. And I, it seems I'm getting by. That's the reason why I'm spending all this time here. And I'm an ordinary guy. I never wondered why these people always smile at me. And hey, hey, hey. I'm spending all this time here. And I'm an ordinary guy. I never wonder why these people always smile at me. Hold my hand. I never thought that I'd recover. Call my name. Do you think that we will stay together? It's all the same to me. I've got my security. Ever stop to wonder why I'm always on the side? And hey, hey, hey.
I hear the phones ringing.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good sound.
That's a good sound. Like hearing the phones ring.
Yeah. So that's from the first CD, and it was a very popular CD here in my CD player about 20 years ago.
When you say CD player, you know, it was a while ago now.
Yeah, and it's amazing too, because you know how much music has changed over the past 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's really interesting because Peter Breinholt is still making music.
He's
got an album that he's working on. You know,
oh, cool.
I mean, the guy has made a career out of music, and you know he's not a superstar or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of a local regional musician, and yet you know there's still the ability for him to make a living and make a life out of music. So.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty neat. I think the music industry is a very interesting industry, but still something that people can make a living out of.
Well, I think that's one of the cool things we do too is at KMXT introducing people to new stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Playing people like Peter Breinholt, who probably don't get a lot of play on other stations.
That's true.
Not because you know he's bad. He's great, but just because. He's not a commercial artist.
Not a commercial artist, no.
You know, he probably doesn't have a publicist who gets millions of dollars, stuff like that. So I think it's great that we're able to play stuff like that. And we have volunteers like you and a bunch of other people come in and play music that they're passionate about and that they want to share with the community. That's one of my favorite things about KMXT.
I also enjoy, you know, being able to play new music that comes into the station.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorite things to do is to go through some of the new music and and introduce people to music they probably haven't heard.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing that.
Discover music yourself, too, coming in as a host, be like, oh, this looks like a cool cover. It's a funny name or whatever. Let's let, we got something, Taco Cat. We got a CD from a band called Taco Cat the other day. Like, I'll listen to this. Actually, it was pretty good.
It combines two things you like.
Yeah.
Tacos and cats.
And cats. How can it not be good?
How could that not go well?
Yeah. And sure enough, yeah, it was good. Well, we're here for KMXT Spring Fun Drive, playing some music with Wes Hanna. And let's keep it going.
All right. This is Fool in the Tavern.
Awesome.
Which is, you know, I love the fact there's not a lot of we have bars. People don't say taverns anymore. It's kind of an antiquated word, so I like that.
All right,
here we go.
Out here alone in the cold fields, how in the world did you find me at all? I've been marking off the days. May this one pass away. And all that I know, here in this dirty old floor, and I am the fool that you tease in the tavern, and I am the one that you left on the run. So let me go crazy alone in my field. Forgive me if you ever see me break down. I hope you still come around. Did you see me in the paper all those years ago? Well, I guess my luck was with me, and I guess that you know that I used to be a fighter, and I used to door the road, and I think it might be better if that's all that you know. My name wasn't Lucky, then I was never adored, and now I'm the fool that you tease in the tavern, and I am the one that you left on the run. So let me go crazy alone in my field. Forgive me if you ever see me break down. I hope you still come. Sit in my fields and remember, and I stare at the ground and I wonder. Maybe I should have written, maybe I should have sold, but I think that my fortune tomorrow's untold. And all that I know, here in this dirty old floor, and I am the fool that you tavern. I am the one that you left on the run. So let me go crazy alone in my field. Forgive me if you ever see me break down. I hope you still come around. I'm sitting in my fields, I remember. I'm staring at the ground and I wonder.
True, and she's true. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
them all last. It's a crazy world I'm finding now. Everything I thought I knew is gone now. But I'm moving on now. And the sky's the shade of gray. I haven't seen since winter days. Half a world away from
Brian Holt.
Hey, yeah. So I hope people enjoyed that. I know
I did.
Of course, I'm the one who chose the music and have the personal attachments too. But yeah.
That sounds like a good prom.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a time of my life. I really enjoyed that.
That's awesome. All right. Well
yeah. I'm hoping that we have some more people call in and. I just want to throw out there, if anyone wants to call in the next half hour or so, I'll match your pledge. So
there you go.
I'll throw that out there.
There you go.
We're going to talk about some more of the bands that I've been able to see. It brought me back a little bit when KMXT was doing, I guess, the early fund drive stuff, and they were giving some tickets away to the county. I'm sorry.
The Salmon Fest. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Indigo Girls were playing at the Salmon Fest, and I thought, oh man, again, here I go back 20 years, and I can't believe I'm saying I go back 20 years, but man, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And going to some Indigo Girls concerts up there in Park City, a bunch of us, carpooled. Somebody had a condo up there.
Nice.
It was probably their parents' condo or something like that.
Yeah.
And we went, a day much like today, sunny day. Went out to Park City, and it was an outdoor venue. We sat there up on the hill, and took in an Indigo Girls concert, and man, oh, the sound of I just love the guitars. I just love the way that they mix the guitar melodies, the way that they mix the lyric melodies.
Yeah,
and I've been a longtime fan of the Indigo Girls, especially. Their work, they've done a lot of work for good causes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, let's play some Indigo Girls.
Yeah. Let's do it
before we go over to the news section. And, again, if anyone wants to call in, I'm happy to match your pledge.
Yeah.
So, double your money and let's play some Indigo Girls music.
That number is 486-3181.
486-3181. All right, here we go.
Yeah, Indigo Girls.
That's what you should do.
Under my mind, at the back of my hand, the golden rainbow, but nothing panned out. Oh,
I really liked that that end there where they're all singing along. Oh, that's good.
That's my favorite part about going to a concert, too.
Right?
You're going there. You're there with a lot of people that love the same artists that you do. You know all the songs, all the words to all the songs. Everyone else around you knows all the words to all the songs.
Yeah.
You're all shouting them out at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what's fun.
Having a great time. Oh,
and
thankfully, everyone else around you is yelling, too, so you don't feel self-conscious about your terrible, you know. Whenever I go to concerts, I'm like, you know, I don't care because no one can hear me.
It doesn't matter if you're off-key.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could be as loud as you want. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, talking to Wes Hahn about his favorite concerts, Indigo Girls is what you just heard. We listened to Peter Breinholt earlier. That was excellent, too.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all feel like singing, just sing. I was just thinking about Galileo because... Yeah.
Nice transition.
Yeah. I guess you say his name and that's it. You know, he discovered all those truths. And then the church and the government made him recant. But they pardoned him like a couple years ago, so everything's fine. It's funny, isn't it?
He's probably a cow sitting somewhere in the middle of a field going, about time.
Looking up at the stars. Moo.
On the block, the crime was looking up the truth, and as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up a reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night, and now I'm serving time.
Making a joke, you know me, I take everything so.
That's why I enjoy them.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
Sounds like they have great crowds at their shows, too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Was
absolutely.
It like that when you saw them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and where I was growing up, it was kind of a good sort of breath of fresh air, counterculture thing, mm-hmm. you know. It was not mainstream stuff, and that's what I liked about them. It was really kind of... breath of fresh air for a good segment of people whenever they came into town.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
My place is of the sun and this place is of the dark. I do not feel the romance. I do not catch the spark. My place is of the sun and this place is of the dark. I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. I don't know when I noticed life was live at my expense. The words of my heart lined up like prisoners on a fence. The dreams came in like needed children. Any longer.
calls for providence to smile upon the whole world with his sweet face. We sing it together.
My place is of the sun, and this place is of the
Hey, Wes, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, happy to do it.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and, I'm glad you liked the music.
Yeah, I really did, actually.